When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, it's Sophie here.
And Melissa.
And welcome to our new podcast,
Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
Cheers, my dear.
Cheers.
I bought the most do you ever get that when you try and say something like delicious, delightful, and you say like disgusting?
You try and like mush all the words together and it comes out wrong. I've just noticed it has my mum's name on the bottle, Nicola. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guys, this is Minar. It looks like it's like a really vintage wine, but
yeah,
it's not.
It's black and gold.
It was quite expensive. How I saw much? Gabby and I was like, I can't remember. I think it was like £18. £23 maybe?
Yeah.
£23.99.
Yeah, quite. We like the expensive stuff, don't we? Expensive taste we have.
I will say that this doesn't taste that different to any of the other ones.
Oh, shut up. We need, you know what? I was saying this to my mum, actually. It's really hard, I find, to taste the difference. Unless you do it right next, like you taste it all at the same time.
Wait, hang on.
But it's very nice.
I'm going to do it proper.
Yeah, go on.
Oh my god, I can actually pear. I've not read it before you start. Okay. Pear grass. Pear soil. Soil and grapes.
We know there's grapes in there, so
okay, you can tell me if I've got
it. Oh my god, no, it doesn't even say it on the back. I hate it when they don't do this. They don't write the bits and bobs. But you can do a scanny because there's a barcode.
No, I can't, because I'm still not signed up to that bloody app Vimeo. Like, honestly, someone make it easier for me.
We need to do it.
But guys, welcome back.
We're very excited to be back together in real life. Because we did the last two over the, like, FaceTime.
And yeah, it wasn't the same. Melissa got really annoyed. She was like, can you call me for an hour before so we can have a glass of
wine? Yeah, I know.
It's like 4 p.m. in the day.
We need a glass of wine before. And we need a private natter. There's just some things we cannot say on the podcast. I mean, we pretty much overshare everything, but there are some things you've got to just, you know.
I mean, we definitely do overshare everything. But we actually got so many of you guys laughing.
There's one
apparently I said, okay, so I said Melissa was a necrophiliac, which is somebody who's sexually attracted to dead people, but I meant that she's a narcoleptic. Anyway, somebody wrote
I'm not either, let's be clear right now.
Yeah, a narcoleptic is someone that sleeps and they stand up like a pony.
And I'm not like that.
Pretty much you.
No, guys, I can fall asleep everywhere. Like, a plane's taking off, I can fall asleep on the tube. But I'm not
on the tube?
Yeah. God. I've, like, nodded off on the tube before.
Yeah, but what, after a couple drinks?
No.
Your skin honestly looks like a five-year-old.
I had a facial last night, that's why.
Did you?
Really good facial. Dermot, they came to my house.
Oh, God, doing a plug, And we also had somebody from Australia listening, so which is just so cool. So we're so happy about
that. I actually saw someone also comment from Atlanta or something like that.
Atlanta? Oh, Atlanta. Like Atlantic City.
Yeah.
No, not from Atlantic City. Like, France.
Oh, wait.
Because if you did, like, you are Atlanta. A spirit animal. Atlanta's completely different places, like Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlantic City, somewhere in America.
They both are.
Yeah, they both are. I did know.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, I commented. Hi from Atlanta. So hey guys, from across the world, across the pond.
Guys, if anyone wants a huge tip, you can wax your nose at. And I'm gonna do it.
So have I ever sent you a picture of me doing it?
No, but I'm just so confused how you do it. Is it with
my god, it's
guys,
so
look, just to clarify, Melissa waxes her nose hairs. I didn't know it was a thing. Her nose looks incredibly clean and mine.
I haven't waxed it in a good couple.
It's like bald. There's
when
nothing.
Was it, the last time I came to see Soph, when was it? It wasn't the last time. It was like maybe like 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, you just waxed it.
I had threaded my lip, I'd plucked my eyebrows, and I'd waxed my nose hairs all just for Sophie, and I felt so fabulous. There's nothing like a hairless face, is there?
Yeah, there's nothing we can have.
But you do that, like, derma thing. I know. Can't...
I have spoken to you guys about this. I do basically shave my face. No, I've done it a couple of times and then I stopped because, like, it was grey back spiky.
Yeah, I don't...
I only did it around the tash. If anyone's listening, I don't have, like, a hairy face. Not that there's anything.
No, you really don't. But it's, like, the little blonde hairs that glisten in the sun and the makeup...
It's more the makeup. ...foundation
catches and it makes it look more hairy than it is.
Or fake tan on your face. It looks like I've got a full-on tash.
Yes, and that's... so weird. Yeah. It's so funny. I'm watching Sophie play with her hair and then I just mirror her and do the same thing. Oh, what's wrong? I honestly watched you just play with her hair and I just grabbed my hair and went...
No, it's really addictive. I can't stop playing my hair. We also... discovered that we have the same password for everything, which is so weird.
Yes, and Harry copies my passwords and Jamie copies
no
yours.
Jamie doesn't. Jamie just has her boo for everything. No one's gonna log into her. Get that. But yeah, we're excited. We've also got Jamie on today.
We do. Special guest.
Hugely special guest. I'm pretty sure he's
very
outside the room now.
Valuable advice he's gonna give you guys. Mm-hmm. Nice boy's perspective, and you know.
I will say, I think that's, like, the best advice. If I was a girl, I'd only want a boy's perspective. Because girls know fuck all.
We know so much.
We know so much. But
we know.
Because I...
discrediting everything we have ever said. Girls know fuck
all. No, but as in, like...
I know what you mean. It's always, like, interesting because boys do look at things differently.
Yeah, some
and
girls
they know
are crazy.
What boys mind.
Not that I'm not. Like, we've all been there. But you know how some girls are really, like... There are girls who... The one thing that I think girls sometimes...
Is lull themselves in a bit of a false sense of security.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, he really likes me. It's like, no,
that
no, no.
That can happen. You just have to, like, I think... But I think sometimes girls are good at saying that, but when they're your friends, it's hard for them to say that to you. Because if my friend was like, I don't know what he's saying, I would not turn to my mate and be like, he really doesn't like
I you. I do. I say, I don't think... I've said it for everyone's seen me. I say, he doesn't like you, does this to every girl.
But, like, if I was, like, Harry's saying X, Y, and Z, you would not be like, Melissa, he doesn't like you.
Well, no, because Harry does. I'd be like, he's cheating on you, if anything, if you're seeing some
no,
girl.
No, but I mean, if it was back in the beginning of our relationship or something like that, would you say it to, like, your best friend, he really doesn't like you? Or would you be like, look,
I would, if we got drunk, I'd be like, I think he doesn't like you.
Oh, it's savageness.
Welcome.
Here he is now, the podcast king.
Do you want a glass of wine? You have to have one.
Our special guest has arrived, guys. Let's pour him a large glass of vino.
God, listen, that's a big old one. Yeah. Melissa pours me the biggest glasses.
Yeah, but listen, I've been listening to your podcast, right? And I think Melissa's an alcoholic. Honestly.
I'm not an alcoholic, guys. I just enjoy.
You know, Real Housewives of Real Housewives of New York and all of them, they all, like, claim each other's an alcoholic. I think it's outrageous.
Like, seriously?
They seriously say it. It's like, she's actually getting upset. I do think you are too, to be honest, about how at 2 p.m. every day she pauses up. No,
I used to, though, when I first, like, moved to London, or when I was living with, when I was
when I first, it sounds like you came from New York. When I first moved to London
from Somerset, guys, I didn't cross the pond. When I even used to live, like, with my parents and I was in sick form, I'd come home, me and my mum pour ourselves a glass of wine at 6 o'clock, cook the dinner.
Yeah,
that was like every evening, though. But now I'm not doing it in the week. It's
you
just
did used
on
to
a
do
Thursday
that.
When me and Sophie do the podcast now.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday,
that's
Saturday.
Can I ask a question? Do you guys like doing the podcast?
We
bloody love it.
We're friends.
What
we're
do you
actually listen.
Well, yeah, you do. Listen, I've been hearing this. So, like, everyone loves your podcast. Isn't that really exciting?
How do you know?
Because I look at the comments and stuff.
Yeah. Melissa honestly pulls the biggest one.
No, I don't. That is
how
so
are you doing me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, listen, you're meant to be interviewing me on your podcast.
No, we're not. You're actually coming on to help us.
You're helping us out a little bit.
Am I helping dilemmas?
Yeah, how far? They got directed to you.
Shut up.
Yes, yeah, so girls have asked for boy advice. How excited?
Okay, quickly. Listen, what am I drinking?
No, well, that's so you got this one. It's a nice
you
Gabby.
Got to guess.
Oh shit, sorry. I didn't realise we were making him guess. Oh, he's never going to guess that.
I don't know. Of course I'm like, oh, he's never going to guess
that. Oh, he'll never guess it.
How is it, though? Do you like
okay,
it?
I'll tell you. So can I tell you
should we all do the old...
Sounds like you were talking about something else there. Should we all go to do that?
Yeah. You're the nose and the mouth.
I miss the old sniff and the slurp, you know.
You know, but you guys, do you know about wine? Or yeah, do you just like wine?
To be fair, I actually think we've learnt more since doing this.
No, we have not.
No,
my dad
so
said
have.
That,
I so have.
What? That we know... the only thing I know is that California wines are pretty shit.
I've also learnt that Pinot...
No, you can't say that!
Sorry, Liam. Same discrimination at all.
Yeah, like, if you want a nice farm, you've got to go to France, really.
Really? Is that what you've learnt?
No, you know what? I don't believe that, because that's like saying that no other sparkling wine is as good as champagne. Because it's not true. No. The English sparkling wine, we had this conversation recently. It's
I didn't have that Nye Timber. Thing. What, Nye Timber?
Okay, listen, forget wine for a second. Can I, Janissa, because I obviously, I said to my girlfriend. So
oh,
I wasn't
no
joking.
No way, I have no idea.
So he's my girlfriend, and I always wonder about different relationships. So in your relationship with Harry, do you start the arguments, or does Harry?
I do. Harry never starts arguments.
What do you argue about?
Honestly, unbelievable.
Oh, actually, no, you know what? I'm actually going to say the complete opposite. Whenever we argue, it's always him having a go at me, how messy I am.
They don't argue, it's the question. The answer.
It's all, no, but it's like, fuck's it, Presh, like, you've left. Like, can you please tidy that up? Like,
God, that acting, that was unbelievable.
Sophie was drunk the other night. She went to me, like, she went, I'm sorry, I'm such a nightmare.
Did you just say it like that?
And then he looked at me and went, I'm crazy.
No, Sophie's called me before, like, I feel so mean. Like, I'm just such a bitch to Jamie sometimes.
Did she admit that to you sometimes?
Yeah, but we both say it to each other.
No, you're not,
to be
really.
Fair, no, I am, but I don't think I'm as bad as you.
Yeah,
I don't think you're. I don't
you
think you're
put
both
on
bad
it, so it's your fault. You should like slap me.
No, but you know what? We have hormones. We have hormones. Like there has to be a level of tolerance.
Get over it.
There has to be a level of tolerance, and I actually think that we're very relaxed girls on the spectrum. Mm-hmm.
You going out, I can give it. I actually love it if you stay that all night. Give me some freedom.
Stay out.
I don't want to stay out.
You just went for 8 weeks. What are you talking about? You had 8 weeks yourself.
No, it was 6. I wish it was 8. No, I'm joking. But I'm joking. But I am very, like, lenient with that sort of thing. The only thing I don't like is, like, you pooing and burping. Like,
you're lenient with me going out.
Yeah, like, you know what? You have to almost be lenient with him pooing and burping.
Oh,
it's
so
lenient. Yeah, but Arlu's have... It's fault in the design. The U-bend sits like a ledge. So if you go and take a number two, it sits on top of the ledge like that. So then you have to flush it away and you have to scrub it away.
It is actually pretty bad.
It is.
I will say, like, whoever made this apartment like that, I've never known anything like it. It's really annoying.
It does. It sits on top of it, which
is really that's our moan of the... our whinge of the week is the old loo design.
Okay. Well, how many times do you number two a day, Melissa?
What?
What's a personal question?
Yeah, but this is a personal podcast.
I don't think my bowels have anything to do with the wine.
Sophie's actually interested.
I'm outrageous. How are, like,
so rude.
I'm outrageous. No.
Some days it's more, sometimes there's nothing, you know?
Sometimes. That's constipation. Everyone should go 3 times a day. After breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Do you go 3 times a day?
Do you? Do you know, after lunch, you're just like, right, okay.
No, I don't. But apparently, I have been to see a specialist. Apparently, if you don't go, like, the healthy bowel goes 3 times a day, minimum. So
Have you ever had a clonic irrigation?
Yeah,
I
have.
Yeah, you've never had a clonic irrigation?
No. Is that what
they suck out your poo?
Where she puts all the water and the vitamins?
Yeah. No. The vitamins go in there.
I don't know.
I just think they shove water up and poo.
No, that's not for me.
I did it once, and just before I had a prawn laxer.
Oh, I know exactly why, because there's a laxer place right outside the clonic. That is disgusting.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You ate it and you thought, oh, this won't touch my thighs, will it?
Oh, my God.
You double up the cream.
Give me a prawn laxer and a spring roll.
What the hell is a prawn laxer?
Oh, it's delicious. You get it at...
The fat fuck, it's so gross.
It's not gross, it's divine.
Have you never met Chelsea Farmers Market?
No.
Delicious. Really, really.
What, so you had a bunch of deep fried food and then you were like, oh, just get
your... No, it's not deep fried. It's like a big creamy soup.
Yeah, it's delicious. Right, are we going to read some dilemmas? Because I'm excited for this.
Yeah, you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Hey girls, your podcast is amazing. You both inspire me. I'm 14 years old and I like a boy at school. I've liked him for a while, but I don't want to tell him as I'm way too nervous. What is the best thing to do? Also, have you and Jamie are perfect together, and so you and Melissa, Harry. Love you both so much, Stacey. Oh my gosh,
First of all, that is so cute. Oh, and she's only 14.
Okay, I'm going to put it out there.
Is she 14?
I'm going to put it out there. Go straight up and just say it.
What?
No.
What?
Yes. Oh, this is the worst.
I see the opposite. Don't.
Don't say anything.
Just play cool.
I would personally play cool. But you know what? Would you appreciate what your 14-year-old self would appreciate? A girl going up to you and being like, hey, buddy, I like you.
Yeah. I think it's sweet. I think guys love to be liked. Guys are simple creatures.
Yeah, but then you just like kiss her or like play catch with her. I don't know.
What no, you would. You would say you would. What you would do if I if, honestly, if I was going to play it tack for tack, and I was her, I would say to the boy something funny like, "Oh, by the way, I fancy you."
That's funny.
And then not say anything else. Leave it like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, I'd do that. Like then go.
Then leave it.
No, I would just get a friend to be like, "Ah." Oh. I'd actually tell his friend, I'd be like, oh, I actually really like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I'd
And then
do
it would
that.
Just get back to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he will actually start looking at you differently. Always, I always found at school, when I found a boy liked Clever. Me, I then suddenly, like,
fancied
subconsciously
them.
Fancied them back.
I would do the same. Like I'd tell weird. His friend. I'd tell everyone. I'd be like, yeah, I really fancy
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
just
nothing.
Be quite open about it and just be like, yeah, he's really hot.
As though, like, you don't care that he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, girls are tactile. I would literally go, revenge you.
That's
like,
yeah,
yeah,
that's a girl.
That's
why
you
didn't get any offers when you was at school.
Revenge you that you're really fit.
At school, that would grow. That would put me right off a boy. Like,
if somebody walked up to me, I fancy you, I'd be like, oof, oof. I
yeah, even if I fancy
with that.
Oof, oof.
I wouldn't know what to do with that information. I'd be like, thanks.
Do you remember MSN's names when people
have... I
wasn't
allowed MSN.
What?
And I'm actually really glad I wasn't, because that then led to chat roulette, and I know some girls that have done some weird shit on there.
Can we get Jamie's advice on why a guy won't make a move on you? I recently went to a guy's house as he invited me over in the evening. We've been talking on and off for about 4 to 5 months and had only
oh
been
God,
on one day.
Long old time. What?
I went to his and we had a drink, but I was driving home, so I only had one. We chatted and chilled at his, but no move was made. He recently, this year, had come out of an eight-year relationship. I'm 21, he's 22. Is he emotionally unavailable?
No. I can tell you right now
four
what that
is. 4 to 5 months.
I can tell you exactly what that is. This is very simple. So, to whoever you are, what happened was, is the guy said, can you come over to mine? She had already said, by the way, I'm not really drinking because I'm driving. That's immediate red flag. So you think in your head, oh shit, she's got a way out. She doesn't really want to come over. Puts the boy in the back foot straight away.
You say we're tactile.
It's simple. It's true. This is true. 100%.
Right. Okay. So
immediately he's on the back foot.
Because he's like, damn, we can't have a couple drinks.
Well, he's
relax.
Thinking,
he's nervous.
He's thinking that she's kind of in, but not really, because she would want to stay and she doesn't want to stay.
Right.
So what do I do? And guys are way more insecure than girls. And girls, they're way more insecure. They just don't voice it that much. And they're shy. Guys are normally shy in these situations. So she would have come over. He would be thinking in the back of her head, she's not drunk. She's had one drink. She's going to drive home. And he
Why wouldn't he just be like, oh, you can stay if you would like to?
Because the guys aren't like that.
Why not?
No, they're not.
If you've never said to Sophie when you were first dating, you can stay the night.
Yeah, but I was 30. Like I knew about myself.
Yeah,
like
you 22. Think 22.
22,
okay,
so
fine.
Young. So he would have.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Freaked out, and then also he was waiting for her to give him a sign. She obviously did not give him a sign, so he didn't make his move.
Yeah, but boys do
yeah,
need
you know,
a sign. But I'd never go into that situation and make a sign.
Boys need a sign.
But
they
what's the
sign?
So do girls.
Boys need a sign. A sign is like...
So if you were him, what were you expecting her to do?
A lingering look. Like a moment of silence.
What do you mean, a lingering look?
Yeah.
A lingering look.
So when you used to get...
Melissa just laughing.
No, I'm trying to imagine myself right now.
Like,
I'm going to linger.
Yeah, but why are the boys starting to give him the eyes?
Do a lingering look.
I can't even imagine myself. I'm like, oh.
So
how would you even do?
You just missed Melissa's lingering look.
Oh no, that's terrible. What's your advice?
My advice is that he definitely fancies you. He wouldn't waste his time asking you to come over. I think.
But what if he was hungover?
No, he wouldn't be hungover. 22, no, yeah. I think that you need to. He's obviously a shy boy. You need to put the feelers out there for him. And then he'll react.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe he's still not quite over on like
absolute horseshit. Can I just say, any guy yeah. who says, oh, I'm not quite over my ex and I'm not emotionally unavailable.
They're not, you're not good enough for them. They're just using you.
No, as in, like, if we ever break up, you get, what, a boy gets over a girl straight away?
A boy will sleep with another girl.
Get over someone else. Or like just
that is so the opposite.
Imagine
girls,
if I'm saying like I'm emotionally unavailable. Like to me, that's just like I'm not good enough. Like you just don't like me enough.
I just never speak. I wouldn't even reply if someone just messaged me.
Yeah, no, same.
Yeah, so I think if someone says they're emotionally unavailable as a guy, I personally, but it's my point of view, I think that's a lie.
Yeah, same. I don't really think there's any such thing. Like, if they like you, they're going to be emotionally available.
Also, why would you even, initiate a conversation if you're emotionally unavailable?
Yeah, I just feel shit.
Have you guys ever had to break up with someone? I know, so if you have. Melissa, yeah. Have you ever had to break up with someone?
Yeah.
What we did you say?
Have, yeah. God, very long-winded conversation. My first boyfriend, bless his little heart, he was, like, the nicest boy ever, and I'm very grateful for having, like, a nice first boyfriend. But I broke up with him on his birthday, really quite savage. Outside a pub in Bruton.
Bruton? Are you big on Bruton?
He was there with his mum and all his mates, and I was like, I'm just really sorry, I just can't be with you anymore, like, so sorry.
With his mum?
He came out of the pub, his mum and all his friends were in the pub for his birthday, and I just...
His mum and all his friends?
Wait, how much of the ick did he give you? You'd be like, I will not kiss
I just son. Didn't like him whatsoever, like, I just, nothing emotional was there, like, but I was so young. I was like, how old was I, 17? And I'd been with him since I was 15, you know.
God, you were long.
And I was like over it before I even broke up. Like, there'd been months. I'd basically gone through the breakup. But, like, we didn't speak for like weeks on end. Like, it was a very bizarre like ending to the relationship. We were at different schools. And I just went over there and I was like, I think it was the only reason I was even going to see him on his birthday. And I was just like, really sorry, I can't do this. Like, I don't like, we don't have feelings. I don't have feelings for you anymore. Is that what you said?
Do you know what I love about you guys? Both of you girls saying your honesty. Not in terms of like this podcast right now, but just the fact that your emotion, if your emotions aren't in it, you'll just tell them, right? Look, I'm just actually not in this.
I have strong boys along.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Have to tell lies, which is what boys do. So that's when you know that a girl's saying, oh, they're doing this. I'm like, he just doesn't like you.
I know, yeah. Girls
I've
do
done
just
it to a
well.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I fully lied and said, right, I really like you, and I haven't.
I've done it the same. My dad reminded me the other day that a guy came to Marbella. He came and stayed this shit hotel in, like, the outskirts of Marbella to see me because I, like, strung him along. And then so my dad, happy. And I just didn't see him. I found him so great. Oh, no.
Can I just quickly give a shout-out to Miniaya Gabby?
It's delicious. It's
delicious.
It is lovely. It's really nice.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, 23. So, like, 17 a restaurant.
That's expensive. So £23 white wine. This is divine.
Sophie whines about the amount I pour in her glass, yet she downs the whole glass way before
me. I don't down it.
You do. I'm sorry. I've got a full glass empty.
Yeah, because you're gobble, gobble, gobble.
Ready? This one I'm really excited for.
Porn. What is it with boys and porn? I hate it, and I found out my boyfriend watches it, as probably most of all boys do, and it just makes me feel like I'm not enough for my boyfriend, and I feel like people shouldn't watch it if they are in relationships unless they both feel okay with it.
Okay, right, I can totally sympathise with this.
Welcome to the real world, honey.
If I call Harry, if I walked into the living room and he was watching some full-on porn,
yes,
full on porn? Would be mad. What's full-on porn for you? What's full-on porn?
Girls twerking?
I've never seen him watch porn, so I don't know.
I don't know. What I don't know it. I've never watched it.
I haven't. You've seen Jamie watching it.
No, I fucking haven't. I think it's disgusting. I see it on his recent search, but I haven't seen him watching it.
No,
caught him
in that.
Okay, right, let's get Jamie's perspective on this, because he's clearly
I have an opinion on this. Okay, so I used to think, so I think that a lot of guys watch porn, and I don't think their boys in their heads think it's an issue. This is totally true. I don't think boys think it's an issue. They're like, it's just porn, who cares?
Yeah.
And I had that opinion for so long. I think porn is really bad for just anyone's head. Not to watch in relation. I don't think it means that they're cheating.
Educate, right, quite a lot. They expect a lot.
No, they don't expect. I think it desensitizes boys.
You've seen this. Someone's told you.
No, I think it does.
I know what you mean. It doesn't make it feel romantic. It's just like a thing to watch.
No, because what happens is...
I know loads of girls and boys who watch it together. Like, is that a thing?
Well, I think, listen, boys are watching porn, all girls are watching porn to basically go and wank, right? And then they just go and, like, come and whatever it is. But I think the point is that sex is, like, a great thing to look forward to. So if you start... So, okay, look at, like, alcohol. If you start abusing alcohol, the more you have to have, the more you have to drink to get drunk, the more tolerance you have, it's not as fun. Mm-hmm, same happens with porn. If you're masturbating and orgasming all the time, the more you have to do it for it to be exciting for you.
Right. The better it has to be.
The more interesting it has to be. So then you lose the sense... You desensitize yourself with your partner, and then sex becomes mundane. So actually, I used to think porn was fine. I was like, oh, you watch porn. I used to watch porn in relationships or whatever. I used to do it. Who cares? But now I actually honestly think that it desensitizes people and that you shouldn't watch it.
Okay, so you've heard it from the king, guys. He doesn't know how true that is. But what do you think this poor girl should do then? She's obviously found out how
to... I don't think she should get across to him because
loads of boys do. No, you can't. I've told you this story before, but we were at a restaurant. My friend was looking at his phone, looking at recent searches, looking at this new house that he was saying, oh, I'm going to go on holiday. She swipes left and on his recent searches, there's a fucking live porn. And she went, oh, sorry, at dinner. And Jamie went, oh no, it's what my friend Ollie used to tell me.
You cannot
lie.
Oh.
Whoopsie.
I wouldn't mind if
I... And then you actually got annoyed at me. She was like, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, yes, no, okay, turn it on me.
No, I didn't. I was embarrassed by it, but I...
Of course you should be.
I was very embarrassed. But you kept going at it, and there was nothing else I could say.
Because it's almost like it's so embarrassing in front of everyone, you've got to keep joking about it. You can't almost just brush it under the rug. That makes it more awkward. So I was like, let's really dig
into
it.
I know,
you weren't joking, you were getting angry. And that was the difference. You weren't joking about you getting crossed.
It's getting serious.
Guys, you're getting an absolute live argument right to this gold dust.
Yeah, let's just take this outside.
Okay, let's take this outside. Let's like we're going to fight.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who do you think you are?
Hi, girls. Love listening to the podcast and we look forward to it every Wednesday. I have two dilemmas or boy-related trouble items on the agenda that I have been playing on my mind. I have been dating a guy for almost a year. Jamie, are you listening?
Yep.
We're boyfriend and girlfriend. He lives in another city not too far away from where I live, so we spend time together on weekends. When we first started dating, I noticed a couple of things of his ex were still in the house, including a pair of socks in the bedside drawer, which I found a little off as he broke up with her the year prior. When I brought it up, he got rid of them, thank goodness, as he once offered me to wear them.
We've
all been there. Have we?
Don't
know. I'm just trying to make you feel better. Fast forward to now, sometimes receives mail addressed to her. Oh, right. Okay, that's kind of
okay, that's totally...
So he receives mail addressed to her, delivered to the house, which he seems to hang on to instead of redirecting or dealing with it. It frustrates me as I then feel like there is a constant personal tie to his ex. They've met up once to once clear the air. Oh, no.
I'm not liking
this.
They
are both dating. However, I'm not sure where their relationship is like now. They're both mutual friends, so we'll both be at the same birthdays, weddings.
That's a flag for me.
Listen, I'm dead. I don't want awkwardness, however, I don't want to feel out of place either. I feel like he is the first thing to say something negative about my ex, who was a long-time boyfriend but realised fell out of love. But when he speaks of his ex, there is never a bad word to say. Not that I'd expect him to speak ill of anyone, but overall just adds thought to the dilemma.
I always think there's something with self-reflecting. Like, so when you're being like... for the boyfriend, for example, is being negative about her ex. I always think that it's an insecurity within yourself.
Because he knows he's got feelings. My gut feeling is, listening to this, he's not over the ex.
Yeah, that's weird. You don't meet up with them.
And the reason you even have this in your head is a dilemma and you're writing it into us.
Yeah.
There's something in your gut saying there's something's not right there.
Why is he not throwing away the socks?
Throw away the fucking mail. Like, who cares? She doesn't need a fucking mail.
Really?
I'm going to hang on to it. I think it's illegal to do that, though.
I don't think you're allowed to throw
it. Hanging on to it is probably illegal as well. Like, send it on to her.
Yeah, so I'd throw it away.
I would just literally throw it away. I would be like, oof, God, why is that still coming here?
I love it.
But
you know what I mean?
Like, let's not hang on to this and keep it in my bedside drawer along with her socks.
Yeah, fucking way.
Creepy.
What do you think, Jamie?
I think Melissa, you've hit the nail on the head. I also think that, I think it's like when guys, you know, when guys are like, which I find really odd, when guys don't allow girls to go out and like way that they dress or something, they become really
I've never had that in a relationship.
In nightclubs get cross if their girlfriend like talks to someone else, but they're very insecure.
I heard about this today that someone's WhatsApp photo, if it's not of her and her boyfriend, he will literally call her up and be like, who the fuck are you speaking to?
There's just psychos out there, really.
Yeah, so that always puts a red flag up. Like, I hate that. But secondly, I just think that that's them reflecting their own insecurities because they would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'm so with you. So
he doesn't like the ex because he knows him and his ex are literally getting it on. God, I'm so sorry to be brief.
I don't think they're getting it on, but I definitely think there's feelings there and he's, like, not fully...
You should just not be mates with your ex unless, like, you literally, like... I just don't think you should... Anyway, if it's a really long-term ex, it's pretty weird if you've got a new
ex. No, I think you can be mates with your ex.
I think
if you were mates with him...
With him?
Or her.
I think it's a part of the same friendship.
Well, for me, it's a him, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, if Harry was mates with your ex, then it wouldn't be an issue. If they were the same friendship group. If they're not, I think it's a bit disrespectful.
Yeah,
and that's like
honestly, with my exes, I could, if they were friends,
I couldn't care.
No, but if they were there, I'd be like, look, we dated once, it was fine, or whatever. We don't date anymore, but like, I have no bad feelings.
No bad ill.
Yeah, like apart from maybe one.
No, a couple of skeletons in the closet. No, Harry. I mean, Harry's around his exes all the time. I don't really care. They're not really exes, but, you know, he's dabbled
all the guns he's slept with. I'm sure that...
Who is the one that he's dabbled with is upsetting for you?
Oh, we have the same mutual hate for something.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, what's... Yeah, I know the one.
Oh, quite a lot of our friends also.
Everyone doesn't like her.
Only because she came up to me once. I've never met a girl in my life. Thought she was English. So she had this, like, weird accent for a start. And I was like, golly, that took me back. I was really drunk as well. And she goes, I just think you can do way better than Harry in this accent. And I went,
is that outrageous?
I didn't know what to say. I was like,
so vague.
And I just went, I didn't know you sounded like that.
No, you didn't. You did not say that.
You just couldn't put, like, a voice to it. And I just went, oh, I didn't think you were going to sound like that. Where are you from?
Is that your response?
I remember seeing you that night hanging around.
We were both there.
Yeah.
I was there.
You were fighting. Oh, God. We all had a lot of drama that night.
I was flirting.
Fighting. You were boxing.
That was the night.
We all had a lot of drama that night.
Yeah. There was big drama that night.
There was big drama
What was the other drama?
I had to take that your current girlfriend to the loo and sort her out. There was a lot of ex-girlfriends lurking about.
Yeah, I was all shit for it as well. Everyone got angry at me. I was like, I've not done anything. I was like hovering around going, goodness. I just remember coming outside and you were crying. Floor.
Oh my God.
We didn't walk outside with you. No, we didn't leave the house.
So this ex-girlfriend already set me off on a back foot. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Anyway, then I couldn't find Harry and I was trying to leave. So drunk. You were actually with him and loads of other people. You were
leaving my normal people. And you were crying.
And I was I was so angry. And you both kept laughing at me. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Trying to get you all to take me seriously and you were all just laughing at me.
Didn't I give you a look that night, Sophie?
Oh, stop.
Yeah, you were like, you actually barged past me with your shoulder and then didn't speak to me for like a few weeks. Imagine me as well, literally done nothing. What? I was like, I actually didn't really care. And then we met up filming and you were like really rude to me. And I was like, oof, I think I've
I love these juicy throwbacks. From when you
But also, like, such a manipulative thing. I'd done nothing. I was like, I'm not even involved.
That wasn't really his fault. It was the
end. No, but I was very manipulating. It was bad. So apologies for that one. Really proud of you guys for your podcast. I think everyone listens, really loves it. And I really enjoy listening to it every single week.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamie. I'm actually going to also say thank you to you because we wouldn't actually be doing it unless it was for Jamie.
Oh,
only because Jamie knows all the podcast bits and you are the podcast king, let's be honest.
Thank you, Jamie.
Cheers.
Ladies, thank you so much.
It's a dry old ship over there for Sophie. Look, that's terrible. You should get some wine.
But anyway, we were meant to do a complaint of the week, but I've no complaints because you're so delightful.
Amazing. And listen, go and drink this wine because it's yummy.
No, that's not what we do. We rate the wine.
Oh, out of 10?
Yeah, rate it out of 10.
Oh, I'm going to give it an 8.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7.
Oh,
amazing.
Have I gone too high?
We did this at the beginning.
No, we did 8 for everything, so we have to lower it down.
Then we were like, we can't just keep... But you know what? I think at some point, me and Sophie are also going to do 2 wines, maybe. So we can compare.
And when it is, I'll tell you what's going to be exciting when you release your own wine. That's the day when you release your own wine. That's what I'm waiting for.
Romana.
Touch wood. That's a goal.
Anyway, guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. Please tune in next week.
And send us your funky dilemma. Even if it's like girl problems. I want to hear some juicy girl dilemmas because actually in my life I've had some girl issues recently.
Yeah, Melissa's...
Sophie's been on the other side of it. No, I haven't done anything, let's be honest.
Anyway, send them in and we'll...
Don't...
Tell them to share it with a friend.
Or share it with a friend if you'd like to.
Only if you want to, no pressure.
I love that idea.
If you don't want to, don't worry.
All right, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.